Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, we talked about this before, but is the reason single men are having trouble this one particular thing that seems to be going viral time and time again?
Yeah, this is not a new thing that I'm bringing to the table, but I do always find it interesting hearing the woes from the other sex about why it's hard for them to get out on dates. And so somebody sent this to me. I found it on Instagram. Her name is at Kelly K. Roberts, and she's saying that this is the one problem she's hearing why single men don't enjoy going out with women.
Single men, single women. I just had therapy and my therapist said that something that a lot of her male single clients talk about is that they're having trouble dating because on first or second dates, women are asking them how much money they make. And I don't believe her. I think that's too crazy. That is a nutty thing to ask. Is this actually happening? Have you asked someone how much money they make on a first or second date? And men, are women actually asking you this? I have to know.
So people are in the comments. One guy said, it's crazy, but it happened. Somebody said, bruh, they asked me that before I even get to the first date.
What?
Women are in the comments like, well, I would ask before the first date. So apparently this is more common, which is so bizarre to me because I'm like, yeah, it's very easy to look someone up on LinkedIn. You don't even have to ask. Just go to Indeed.com and see what their salary range is. But it just seems so wild to me that women would be that bold to ask a question that they don't even know if it's going to even affect their life. And you don't know this guy. You don't know if you're even going to go out on a second date with him.
Have you received that when you were on a first date?
I don't remember being asked how much I make. I definitely remember being asked what I do for a living out the gate. That was fast. But I don't think anyone specifically asked me what my salary was. I don't remember that.
When people ask what we do for a living, mentally I have learned that we fall into one of two buckets. They think we're super, super rich or super, super poor. Like, this is your only job? You host a radio show? Do you do anything else? Do you like Uber, Lyft, anything else? No, this is pretty much it. I that would be such a turnoff if on a first date somebody literally asked you what you make for a living. The date is over. If I'm not walking out the door, mentally I've already said this is never going to happen again.
Because that screams to me that's the thing that's most important to you.
Exactly.
And while I've never done that and I've never had anybody do that to me, nor have I known any of my guy friends. Like, nobody's ever said that that's been an instance that they've had. I'm not shocked by that.
Yeah. I mean, even though I'm sure this is a woe that comes up in therapy a lot, because obviously why would this therapist volunteer this information if it wasn't coming up more than one time? But I couldn't help but feel like when somebody sent this to me and I watched this, I was like, oh, poor babies. The scariest thing about dating for them is that they might get asked how much they make. I'm like, I'm scared. I'm not coming home. Like, every time I go out with a man, I'm texting my mom and I'm like, hey, just letting you know I'm at this address. This is what he looks like. Here's where his parents live. And if I don't come home, this is who you need to go after.
Guys, think things on dates that guys don't ever even have to think about, right?
Oh God, yeah. Well, two things can exist at the same time. You can be fearful of your life, and they can also be offended that somebody would. That's the first thing they ask is that, right. You know, what do you make? And that's the very, like, one of the most shallow things you can ask somebody on a first date.
I'm trying to think what the strangest thing that somebody asked me on a first date, and the only one I could really come up with is a woman asked me how I feel about prescription drugs. And when I told her how I felt about it, she's like, first of all, she wasn't from this country. And in her country, they don't do prescription drugs. They gut their way through it, right? So then she launched into how Americans lean on their prescription drugs more than any other country. And
Big Pharma is ruling the world.
It got real political real quick. It's like the first 15 minutes of the conversation. And I was just, and she was so like opinionated about it. It was such a red flag that she's going to be so close-minded that even if I have an opinion, she won't listen to it. That this is probably not the first time or the last time it's going to happen.
So it wasn't a conversation, it was a sermon.
Pretty much,
I remember one time this woman was like, she seemed very disgusted at the fact that I didn't have kids or a pet. Like, it just really bothered her. I don't know why. She was just like, so you don't want to take care of anyone but yourself?
That's what she was looking for.
And I was like, I struggle enough at that. But she was very turned off by that.
Nothing for you on a first date or a second date?
I can't think of anything that bizarre that's happened to me question-wise. It's more of just their behaviors. Like, I think I've told you guys, the weirdest date I've ever been on was when I went on that two-on-one date with my friend. And the second one was when I was an intern in Austin. We went to a Mexican restaurant and he didn't eat with his hands. He just like baby birded it, full on, had hands to use to like grab the chips and like just dip down like he was pecking at the ground to eat his chips and salsa.
What?
Did I not tell you? I feel like I did tell you.
I don't remember that. Was he trying to be funny?
No, I think he was just really, really drunk.
Okay. He was lit. Just hammered.
Those are all red flags, by the way.
Yeah. Get it. The Burt Show.